Sagt er, Lege Mishnah Vayitim Asachlus Yevamis, Perik Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Shnei Ais Midivrei Seifim. So we already discussed this. The Torah asked it Ervis. Chazal made a Gzeirin, they went a step further, like a little bit of a more distant relative. For example, person not allowed to marry his mother. So Chazal said, it also includes his mother's mother, or his mother's mother's mother. So Shnei Ais Midivrei Seifim. Benegei the Inyan of Shnei Ais, that are Asim Midrabanim. Sakta Mishnah, Shnia Labal, suppose she's a Shnia to her husband. But Vallai Shnia Liyam, she's not a relative at all to the Yavim. So Asur Labal, she's Asur to her husband Midrabana. But when that husband dies without children, Umataris Liyavim, she's Mutter to the Yavim. Example of this? Let's say the husband married his mother's mother, but it's not the mother's mother of the Yavim. Because it's his mother's mother, it's not his father's mother. He and his brother have a common father. They don't have the same mother. So this husband that died was a shnia to his wife, but his brother is not related to her at all. That's why she's asa to him and she's mutter to the yavim. Next case. We have a woman that is a shnia to the yavim. But what shnia labal? She was not related at all to her husband. Asura, in this case, it's asur midrabanan la yavim for the yavim to be miyavim. But a materis labal, all along she was mutter to her husband. Mashal in this case, two brothers from the same father, don't have the same mother. One of them married his brother's mother's mother. They were not related at all. He dies without children. The almana falls liyivim to her, who is her grandson. And she would be asur al sashniel le'erva. The Melech HaShloim explains that the Mishnah is telling us that even though the Isser is only midrabanan, Chazal still said he can't be miyavim. Next, a woman that is shnia lezeh lezeh, both to the husband and to the other. L'mashal, two brothers and the same father, and they also have the same mother. One of them married his mother's mother, that's a shnia le'erva, he dies without children. The almana falls liyivim to his brother, who is also a shnia le'erva. So asura lezeh lezeh, she's asur, midrabana, but she's asur to both. Now, a woman that's asa to her husband because of a shnia, in other words, she was asa midrabanan, Chazal levied a knas, and she loses her schusim that a normal woman would have. And that is, ain't all like ksuba, she doesn't have her main ksuba. That's the 100 that's promised to a woman that was married from before, or 200 for a psula that was never married before. That's the basic ksuba, where she's promised that if they get divorced, or he dies during her lifetime, she gets this money before anyone else can yashin it. But because in this case, she violated the drabanan, she was usher to her husband, so the chachamim gave a knas that she cannot take her minksuba. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, v'loy peiris. Okay, remember there's nichsei maloig and nichsei tzoyin bars. Let's talk about nichsei maloig, quick reminder. These are things that the woman brought into the marriage. The agreement was, she's basically holding on to it. The husband has a right to eat the peiros of the nichsei malug, but he's not mekabel achrayis. If the value goes down, it's her loss. And if it goes up, it's her gain. In this case, because this person married someone he wasn't allowed to, even though it was just midrabana, but he wasn't allowed to, he does not get to eat the peiros. And if the Baal ate the peiros, so really he should pay her the peiros that he ate shalai kedin. But the chum gave a knas, and it says she cannot collect the value of the peiros. Incidentally, we'll learn more about this in Masechtas Ksubis. Chazal were mesakin that the husband has a right to eat the peiros, and that was a trade-off, meaning that the husband is obligated to redeem her. She was taken captive. Now, in this case, he's not mechuyev to redeem her. They weren't allowed to get married. So he doesn't get the peiros. But again, so with that argument, he should have paid her back the payers that he ate shalai kedin, but that's also part of the knas. Vayter v'loy mezaynus. Someone marries a woman, he's mechuyev to give her mezaynus. Someone marries a shnia le'erva, he's not chayiv to give her mezaynus. He's mechuyev to divorce her, he wasn't allowed to marry her. What the Mishnah is being mechadish, that's pashut. What the Mishnah is really being mechadish explains about tenura. Let's say the Baal went off to Medina Sayyam, and the woman borrowed money for her mezaynus, the husband does not have to pay back the chayiv. That's what the Mishnah is saying. If she was a regular wife that was mutter to him and she borrowed money, The husband comes back, he has to pay back the money. But not in this case. Vayitra says the Mishnah, V'loi. In a regular marriage, if she brings in begadim or kelim under the nichsim v'loi category, and the husband uses it until it's warped, until it's used up, it can't be used anymore, or it's worth a lot less, he has to pay her for that. Being that this was an illegal marriage, we say like this. Whatever is left has to be returned. But if it was totally destroyed, totally deteriorated, or the amount that it's worth less, that he doesn't pay her. Not in this marriage. Really, he should. Because he had no right to use it to start with. But again, it's part of the knas. Vayitra says the Mishnah, V'havolad kosher. Even though a child that's born out of an erva, someone married his wife's sister, for example, when his wife was still alive, the child would be a mamzer. Be asalavi bakal. But Chazal did not passel this child from a drabana dika marriage. But v'kaifin aysa l'haitzi. We force him to send her out, even if they have children. Almana l'kayin gadol. If it was an almana that was married to a kayin gadol, or gerusha v'chalutza, a woman that was divorced, who had gone through chalitza, and she was married l'kayin hedyit, or mamzeres unasina, a mamzeres, born out of a marriage that was either chiv kar, chiv Mrs. Bezin, or a nasina, which, as we explained from the Gevinim, the Yisrael that married Yisrael, or Bas Yisrael, the Nasna Mamzer that married the man was a Nasna or a Mamzer, in all these cases, Yesh Lehen Ksuba. Here the Chacham did not institute that Knas. They do have a Ksuba when they leave their husbands. So wait a second. So Chazal were more strict, but someone who married someone Midrabanan than these women that were over a Deraisa? Yes. Because sometimes we find this rule, Asu Chachamim Chizik LeDevreyim. They weren't going to enforce the Rabbanan this way, people would not take it seriously. But the women that are Asim and Atayra, that people are more naturally scared of. There was no need to be Machmer. So the question is, what about Chalutza L'Kayin Hedyit? Is that a Deraisa? We were saying till now that it's Midrabanan. So there are Shitas that it's the Deraisa. And there are Shitas that even though Chalutza L'Kayin Hedyit is Midrei Seifrim, well, the Maisa people consider it the same as a grusha. It's not necessary to make any extra gzeiros to keep people away from it. There's another shita that chalutza just mentioned over here, because once you mention grusha, you mention chalutza, but anachanami, there is a knas by chalutza because it is midrabana. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, you can have shniyais midivrei seifrim, which means women that are asa to marry someone midrabanan, sometimes they're asa to the husband, but they're totally not related to the yavim, sometimes the other way around. The halacha is, when a woman is married to someone she should not be married to, even though it's only nisa midrabana, she does not get the main ksuba, that's the 200 zuz, if she was never married before. He does not pay her the payros of the nichsim milug, even though he had no right to take it to start with. If the husband left, l'medina sayan, and she borrowed money from people, under certain circumstances, she can now collect it back from the husband. Not if the marriage was asr, even if it was asr midrabanan. If he used items from her nichsei maloig that were devalued, that went down, he doesn't have to pay her the difference. The child, however, is considered a kosher child. And the Mishnah told us that we force him to give a get. In the case of an almana l'kayin gadol and a grusha, the chalutza to a kohen hedyit, as well as a mamzeris and an asina to Yisrael, or the other way around, a bas Yisrael to a nasin and a mamzer. Ironically, even though these l'chayra are worse, I mean, it is worse in the sense that it's a deraisa, but they do have their ksuba. And that's because the chachamim felt a need to enforce the drabanan more so than the deraisa, where a person has a natural to be over an iser min ha-toyra.